With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. Intern Alexis has told us a lot of funny stories. This one is very awkward and a little bit sad. I try and get Kennedy to come to my side that Old Town Road really is a fun song. Producer Dan has put together his version. And then I think we may have ruined the 99 restaurant for my son forever. So my sister-in-law is moving back to Charlotte. Yeah. My sister-in-law moved up here maybe almost 3 summers ago, I think it was now.
Has it been that long?
Yeah,
now?
I think I think it was in July. So she moved up here from Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And she got a job offer down there, a really good job offer. She just told her work this past week. August 31st is the day she's moving. So we've known for a little while that this might happen, but we didn't tell Barrett.
Well, you want to be sure.
Right.
If you're going to tell him something like that, because he's had Auntie Lane in his life so close for a long time.
Yes, for as long as he can remember.
Right.
You know, being 8 years old.
Right.
So we took him out to the 99 last week, the week before. And broke the news to him at the 99, which is his all-time favorite restaurant.
I just don't know why you would do that.
Well, I thought, I guess the thinking was going in that it's a place that he loved and liked, and it would be a safe space.
And you figured you'd just ruin it?
So there was this book that most girls read when they were young called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Right.
The best. And in one part of it, they're getting very bad news, and she knows the bad news is coming. So the dad says to her, do you want to go to this restaurant? Because it's her favorite restaurant, to which she says, oh, no, 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 because all her friends at school have told her, when this news comes, don't go there. Same thing happened with my dad. He goes, do you want to go to Alfie's? I said, no, because it would have been ruined for me for life. So you know what I mean?
So she broke the news to him, and there were tears, and then he also started crying.
So you cried first?
Yes, I cried first.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then he cried. And what was tough, too, is because we were sitting at a booth, and we were all like kind of packed in, and there was nowhere for him to go, and you could just see he wanted to like curl up,
or maybe just go somewhere alone for a moment, collect his thoughts, cry,
right,
not in front of people,
yeah.
What do you do as a server if your whole table bursts into tears?
You leave him alone.
Here's your gold fever wings.
So I have an order of potato skins.
Sorry,
yeah, those are mine.
You bring extra napkins, I guess.
Cheez-Its and crackers. You bring.
So, why did you go to a public place to do this?
To be honest with you, I don't think we thought about it that much. We just thought it would be better because there's no distractions. Like we're at the booth. We're all facing one another. We're right there in a close proximity. Mm-hmm. You know,
your house is not that big, bro.
But there's devices and there's TVs and there's just all that stuff. And you could, you know what I mean? Like, there was no going anywhere. You were in.
So
we were all connected.
Once the sort of understanding of what happened wore off, how is he feeling now?
I mean, he's still very sad about it. I think the one thing that is good is that if you eat all of your food and you've ordered the kids' meal, you do get a free ice cream sandwich.
Oh, at a boy.
And he ate it all.
At the 99, yeah. So he got the ice cream sandwich at the end. So I think
and you know, what I think is cool too is, you know, once he gets a little bit older, like he could go visit Auntie Lane.
Well, he can go now. That's something we talked about.
I was alone?
Like, yeah. He could fly to Charlotte, I think. Right?
Alone? You put an 8-year-old on a plane?
I don't know.
I started flying when I was 4. But
yeah, but honey,
I flew when I was 11.
I don't want to use your childhood as an example.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're great.
No, I mean to say whatever age you feel is cool. Like for me, I can't wait until my sisters at least let my niece and nephew come visit me.
I would put Barrett on a direct flight.
I'm looking forward to
Charlotte
those things.
From Boston. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't let him change planes.
And then he could go to Charlotte and have fun there and have memories with Auntie Lane too. So
yes,
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he has not mentioned going back to the 99 yet, and normally that's a weekly occurrence.
If you ruin that for him, like, that's just so mean.
Imagine if someone ruined gold fever wings for you.
Dan, I'm like really upset about this because if my parents ever did this to me and I couldn't go sit at the bar and have a big boy Bud Light and popcorn, I would never speak to them again.
Well, hopefully he'll be over by the time he's able to sit at the bar.
Well, maybe he's not because of you.
The 99's not going anywhere. He'll be all right. But more importantly, did the Red Sox win the night before so he ate for free?
Absolutely.
There you go.
That's
smart
the real
man.
Reason we
break
went.
The news when the Red Sox win.
That's
so
right.
So you're cheap. You made your son cry.
That's exactly why we chose
horrible.
This spot.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
No doubt that the song from Lil Nas X, the remix with Billy Ray Cyrus, Old Town Road, has become the biggest song of the year and is on its way to being one of the most successful songs ever recorded. It is now 15 weeks at number one, and the guy spent less than $50 to make the song.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy Ray Cyrus jumped on the remix. There was a lot of controversy with the song when it first came out because they didn't know whether to put it on the country chart or to put it on the pop chart.
They
or the
chose
rap
very
chart.
Clearly not to put it on the country.
And that actually elevated the song. Country kind of rallying against it.
Yeah,
made it
and
higher.
And you can go nowhere around kids and them not sing this song pretty much 24/7. Do you have the streams on it, Annie?
From January to June, the music industry overall clocked in a record 507 billion streams.
So just overall everything.
Of those, Old Town Road is the only song to hit over 1 billion streams, notching a staggering 1.3 billion audio and video streams.
So at 5 billion streams of music in the first 6 months of the year, and 1 billion of them were Old Town Road, over a billion of them.
Yep.
And
so
Kennedy,
20% of all the
Kennedy
streams.
Hates the song.
With a passion.
It doesn't make me wrong.
No, it doesn't.
Just makes me unpopular, but hey, that's where I live.
I love the song. I think it's a lot of fun. And I want to try and get you to come to my side, Kennedy.
Mm-mm.
I want to try and get you to love the song as much as I do.
No.
Producer Dan has gone into the lab, and he's created his version.
Yes, I was tasked with trying to make you love Old Town Road, which I think is like telling the Washington Generals, hey, go beat the Globetrotters. But I'm going to try.
Smart!
Now this song is hated by Kennedy, but I got the remedy. Now this song is hated by Kennedy, but I... Yo, let's see how this go. Now, I never pulled the horses up outside of the back, but this that straight Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday rap. I ain't using cowboy terms if you sizing me up. This is Boston. I got Scally caps inside of my truck or a Red Sox fitted. You get it? We do it differently. But Billy Ray Cyrus still respect my delivery. You know what them boys in the old town said? My rhymes criminally slept on like jailhouse beds. Now I'll hit that southern twang, put that oomph in your faces, cause you know I got that heat. I ain't walking 10 paces, been to places all around, know how I get down. Kennedy, it's Old Town Road, I'ma make you love the sound. So do you love it yet? No. Alright. Let's try this. Okay, that's enough flexing and just jogging your memory. This that Old Town Road, but now it's about Kennedy. See, she got a couple things that she love in her life. There's like weed, Elvis when the cubbies are nice. See, she loves to see her shrink so they can both study and see why it's funny. Her exes used to spend all her money. Yeah, she's open with the problems. Really, you so relatable. Singing Dogs and Annie, whoo, those are her favorites though. For you to like this song, I need divine intervention. But here's something that I think I should mention. At hedonism, she got crazy. Naked as a baby. She be pale as hell. Best believe them trees were shaded. Jamaica, she went out. Now she reading on the couch. And you gon' need some horses just to get her out her house. One last thing, you could call it a finisher. Best believe, Mr. Please, when it's coming to trivia, can't nobody tell her nothing. She dings you buzzing. Y'all just suit your mail or something. And she just keeps on stunting. Check the scores.
Oh my God.
Dan, it's like you got into my soul, man. Can't into my soul.
So that one's not going to spend 15 weeks at number one.
Well, it should.
So that was the Old Town Road just for you.
Thank you, Dan. You know how much I needed this in my life today. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
This is such a treat. I feel very, very special.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So intern Alexis is here with us for the summer. She's, where are you studying again?
Curry College.
Curry College, going to be a senior this year coming up, Kennedy. And she has told us some pretty crazy stories since she's been here.
She came in here with just some amazing things, because we usually have a meeting every morning. We got to talk about what we did last night, some ideas we might have. And she was sort of quiet in the beginning. Then one day we were like, do you have any questions? And I mean, just out popped so many things. We had to actually write them down so that we would not forget.
She told us in high school she made up a fake boyfriend to keep her grandparents off her back.
Yep.
She told us recently that somebody sent her a cow chip in the mail.
Still rattled.
And then she came into work this week and told us a very sad story about something that she did to her boyfriend's pet.
Okay. So, while my boyfriend was in Idaho, I was, keyword, supposed to take care of his two pet fish.
So, you're living at home in Southie with your parents during the summer?
Yes.
Okay.
During the summer. Okay, so the day before I was going to give them back to him, I was like, oh, I'm going to clean the tank. I'm going to clean both of their fish bowls, make it really look really nice. So I clean it, and the water might have been a little bit too hot for them. And I went to bed, and when I woke up, they did not wake up. And
Alexis,
I wish I could say it was the first time things have happened to my pet fish, but this is number 4 and 5.
Are these number 4 and 5 your fish, or number 4 and 5 his fish that you have murdered?
Mine. Well, combined, I guess. Yeah.
So does he know yet?
Yeah, I told him yesterday.
And?
He was good about it, but he was like, what? Like, how? How do you?
It is super hard.
Okay, well.
I mean, all right, here's the thing. Do you feel bad?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I was tearing up.
You were?
Yeah, because this happens all the time. Okay, my first fish.
I think you're just a cold-blooded killer, Alexis. That's what I think you are.
My first fish
doesn't give much out.
First fish, McLovin. He died of old age.
Sure, he did.
Second fish, Tupac. I overfed him. Third fish, Swim Shady.
Oh,
that time I just put the water up too high and he actually jumped out and was on my floor when I got back from class.
It's like a Dr. Seuss book.
It's just horrible.
What's the fourth fish's name? I love your names more than anything.
Finn and January.
Finn and January? Yeah. They slacked on
that's because those are the boyfriend
those,
ones.
Those weren't hers.
Oh.
So
Swim Shady.
Here's the question. Do you now owe him dinner? Do you owe him more fish? Do you owe him stuff you got to do later?
You're
like,
sticking
what's
to
the
legal
deal?
Seafood for
the
dinner.
The thing is, he's taking me out to dinner tonight at the Top of the Hub.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Please order fish.
So you kill his fish and then you get a romantic dinner.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to drag him to Petco and we're going to get more fish.
Oh.
Wow, you are crushing it.
What did you not check the water before we put the fish in?
Okay, so I thought it was really cold, like way too cold at first. So then I put hot water in.
Oh. Right.
I don't know anything about changing fish water.
You cooked the fish, is what you did.
You did. You steamed them.
Yeah, you boiled your pets.
It's all out of love. Like the one I overfed.
You
I just
boiled your boyfriend's pets.
It's all out of love. She fed Tupac. It was not an East Coast West Coast thing. She just fed him too much.
She still killed him, Kennedy. She's the Suge Knight of fish. That's what she is.
Here, I'm just gonna throw this out there. I don't think you should get any more fish.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think you guys, either one of you, is ready for a long-term commitment like that. I think that he's gone a lot, and you just simply, you can't be trusted. And it's okay. It's okay.
I'm lying alone.
Dead
world.
Fish on the phone.
There you go, Kennedy. Oh, there were dead fish at the bottom of the bowl, Kennedy.
Give me a minute.
But where did
now there are none. Tormented and torn apart. I wish I could give you that fish back in the water where it would swim and be so joyful.
I'm trying to make you cry.
But instead, it's quite dead. You steamed it to death. Now your boyfriend will take you to dinner. I don't understand that part.
I'm all out of fish.
I know you were wrong, believing the water was too warm.
All out of fish.
What am I without you? You should have given me 10 minutes on this one. I would have had it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The official song of producer Dan the day after his 30th birthday.
I made it 30 times around the sun.
Yes.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. So Annie had tried to plan a surprise party for producer Dan. Kennedy ended up being out yesterday.
I felt terrible.
I had Barrett. I had to pick him up in Lexington after his lacrosse camp, so I couldn't go. And Annie didn't know who to reach out to, who to talk to, call your friends, call your parents, whatever. So it was just Annie and Dan. Where did you guys end up, Dan?
No, there was at the end of it, there was five of us.
Oh, yeah. What?
We added.
Really?
They might have been randoms, but we added.
They were randoms.
No, I know.
It was me, Annie, my lady friend, and two of her friends who I also know and enjoy.
Right. Okay.
So we went to this first place. It was called Murphy's Pub. So when you hear the word pub, you think like it's a tavern and like a bar and it's dark.
I think it's your kind of place.
Exactly. Right.
Rich mahogany.
Sticky
this
floors.
This was in Brookline.
Ooh.
So apparently it should have been called Murphy's Bistro.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, we need to get out of here.
Yeah. Did you walk in, see linen tablecloths, turn around and run?
I was like, yo, this is way too fancy. This all is right. not my style.
Dan tried to order a JMO ginger and she's like, oh, we don't have Jameson. And I was like, oh, this is not the place.
And the girl was Irish.
What?
Wait, it's called Murphy's.
Murphy's Pub, and they don't have Jameson?
Mm.
They just ran out or something. But So Dan ordered another like whiskey and ginger, and there were like garnishes in it. It was served in like a nice glass. It was awesome. The place was beautiful, but it's not Dan's.
Oh, no, it was a nice place, but it's not my scene. Yeah.
No. Right.
It was too nice. I like dive bars.
Yes. So what dive bar did you go to?
Annie finds this place called The Dugout.
The dugout.
That was the best place ever. Yeah. You have to go downstairs. Right. Like, you are in a basement.
Darkness, and you forget it's the middle of the day in July.
And it's
like,
nice
okay,
and
it's
cool
time.
Down there.
Oh,
probably.
No, Kennedy, not cool at all.
Oh.
No
a nice breeze, though, because we're basically
usually
in a breezeway.
In the basement, you know, it would be nice.
I don't think they had AC there.
No, I did a shot of Jameson there. 97 degrees.
I had watched Jameson, though, didn't they?
They did.
They did. I watched it go down Dan's throat, and I was like, this isn't going to end well.
I'm going to punch my way out of that.
It was funny. When I bought you the bottle of Patron, I almost bought you the Jameson instead. And then I was going to buy you the Conor McGregor.
The proper 12.
And then I just said, this is like, that's Dan's go-to all the time. I want this to be a party.
That's cool, yeah.
I got him a bottle of Patron Kennedy and a $25 gift card to Domino's. So did you use the Domino's gift card last night?
Not last night, no. It's in my wallet still.
I was looking forward to that.
This weekend, it's going down. That $25, he's going to get like six pizzas with that. Are you kidding me?
I can buy a Domino's.
Yes, you can.
And what time did you get to bed last night?
Then we went to an arcade bar behind the grilled cheese shop in Cambridge, which was super cool.
Right.
It's like a cooler door that you think is right. part of the restaurant. And it opens up into a giant arcade bar.
I've been wanting to go there forever.
It was cool. So much fun.
A4, right?
A4.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, a four-man Pac-Man, whoo!
Why?
That'll change your life.
So did you sleep here at the radio station?
No, I went to bed at like 10 o'clock.
Who are you?
I know.
Did you do, Annie?
Well, I bowed out early.
What?
And they're starting to learn, Carson. You start early, which means you end early. We've been trying to teach them this lesson, well, since they were pups.
What time did you go to bed, Annie?
Like 6:15.
Still light out.
It was gone early.
I feel you.
So, I mean, yeah, it was my birthday, but it's not everybody else's birthday, and it's still a Tuesday.
Right.
So not everyone's trying to rage till 1 in the morning.
Not going up in the club on a Tuesday, no. Dan?
Oh, Dan, well, how they grow.
Right. 30 years old, he's going to bed at 10 o'clock on his birthday.
No, I had a lot of fun, though. I
saw Dan this morning in the parking lot, and I was sure he slept there.
No.
Well, I mean, I have a track record, so I understand that. But
are you going to go out this weekend and do anything else that you can just go get buck wild?
Saturday should be fun. I'm going to see Dear Evan Hansen, and I'm going on a boat cruise.
Okay. Yes. The Dear Evan Hansen part, no.
That's fun.
That is Dan. Dan going to see a nice play then go on a drink.
Look, I get Dan. You. I'm just saying that after Dear Evan Hansen, well, you might need a Jameson.
Oh,
it's a wonderful show, but there's a lot going on.
Heavy sobs.
Don't give me a Jameson with a white linen tablecloth.
How dare you? How dare you?
All right. 30-30 and what is it? 30
flirty and thriving.
Still don't know where that's from.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.